The Democratic Leadership Council is finishing a three-day event in Indianapolis today. Some potential presidential candidates skipped this gathering of centrist Democrats, but Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman was there, as were Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle and New York Senator Hillary Clinton. The DLC hopes to regroup after the party's loss of the White House, and it wants to find a way to connect with these swing voters who have drifted away from the party. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The Democratic Leadership Council wasn't looking for a parade of presidential hopefuls at this national conversation, and they didn't get one. After 8 years with a new Democrat in the White House, the nominal leader of the party seems to be Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, who vaulted into power when Vermont's Jim Jeffords left the GOP.
But my new role brings new responsibilities, and I appreciate those as well. Just for example, today I've got to leave a little bit early. I've got to mow Jim Jeffords' lawn this afternoon before I go to...
But for all their achievements, particularly in bringing a reputation for fiscal responsibility to a party formerly dismissed as the tax and spend crowd, the DLC leadership is painfully aware that behind the Bush-Cheney victory is a litany of painful statistics. The DLC's president is Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, who was ruled out a presidential bid in 2004. Bayh said voters took the Democrats' silence on moral issues as an invitation to vote Republican.
Think about this. There's no good reason that 70% of our fellow citizens who go to church every week, 70% didn't feel comfortable with the Democratic Party. There's no good reason that 60% of Americans who are married didn't feel they had a home in our party. There's no good reason that a significant majority of Americans who own a firearm for self-protection or hunting felt that we just didn't relate to them or their concerns.
Bayh set out some policy battlegrounds to try and get some of those voters back. But Al Gore's running mate, Joe Lieberman, had a slightly different message. Lieberman said new laws aren't necessarily the answer. Sometimes, he said, people simply want a sign that Democrats can be counted on to advocate for what he called enduring values and to condemn immoral conduct.
Here, I'm afraid, our party has sometimes fallen short by either being too reticent or too reluctant to draw lines between right and wrong, what Franklin Roosevelt called the clear consciousness of sinking old and precious moral values. We've sometimes seemed too worried about offending our friends in Hollywood when they do not seem to be worried enough about offending our values and harming our children and making it harder for parents to raise their kids.
The calls to reconnect with white, male, suburban, rural, church-going voters come as the DLC also tries to bury the hatchet in its long-running feud with the traditional left wing of the party. Union representatives were invited to the gathering, and DLC founder Al Fromm gave up his turn at the speaker's podium to make room for Hillary Clinton, who embraced a substantial portion of the centrist agenda. In an interview, Fromm said now that the party is in a new phase, out of power, it's critical to avoid refighting the battles of the past. Fromm is hoping that the next Democratic presidential candidate won't have to choose, as Al Gore did, between new Democrat policies and old-style populism.
There's no question that a lot of the rhetoric out of the vice president in this last campaign was more populist. He's also not in the White House. We've had only one successful winning formula for a Democrat, only one Democrat who has won election and re-election in 60 years, and that is Bill Clinton running as a new Democrat.
Fromm says the Democrats need a message that transcends their usual ideological fissures. Republican strategists say that's a laudable goal in a perfect world, but in the meantime, the elections will be fought out at street level, and Republicans have the White House and the bully pulpit. Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe gave the crowd a taste of the challenge facing the Democrats and promised to build a media and advocacy campaign that he said would be every bit as aggressive as the Republicans has been. In contrast to the other policy-laden speeches of the day, McAuliffe seemed to be sounding a primal cry of revenge.
You have my word. I am going to do to them what they did to Bill Clinton for 8 straight years. You've got my word.
In the meantime, the DLC will be trying to convince voters attracted by President Bush's compassionate conservative message to give centrist Democrats another look. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Indianapolis.